Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This evening, we're actually having a really good show about we're going to see the money and where the money is going to and coming from and why it's doing what it's doing when it comes to nursing homes. That's my show this evening. Basically, let's get back to the nursing home itself. What I have is a little bit of a difficult problem explaining it, but it's a little interesting. All right, so first you have your, when you go into the nursing home, you usually go into the rehabilitation area. Now, this could be good and this could be bad. If you're not progressing to the way in which the rehabilitation wants you to progress, like the nursing home rehabilitations, you will get to have a free ticket to stay in the nursing home. And then they take all your stuff, meaning everything has to be cashed in and stuff like that, unless you have a trust, which I do. I happen to have a trust. But I don't know when it comes to nursing homes. I got to look into that a little bit further to see if you're placed in a nursing home, will all of your stuff be sold on the nearest market? Probably. I don't know if they can take it all, but if you don't have any relatives, they would exactly take it all. So now I got something very interesting today in the mail. All right, so I applied for Section 8 in the town of Brookhaven. All right, I get the form. I only know what it says up top, town of Brookhaven, Long Island, New York. But as I look down further, all the text that's here is too small for me to see what else it is because I'm, you know, legally blind. Well, this really annoys me to no end because you need the Section 8. You need, as a disabled person, it shouldn't matter. There shouldn't be a waiting list. I believe this is telling me that I'm on a waiting list, but that's beside the point. I don't know what it's saying. My husband says, oh, and he drops it next to me, and I go, oh, okay. Another document I can't really read too well. I have to get my thick glasses and a magnifying glass to actually see what's here probably. I have to look for my magnifying glass. So anyway, I have these really thick glasses on. It helps a little bit. But all I know, it's really frustrating when you need something that's so important as this that people, you know, give it to you in small print. And meanwhile, the date that you needed to do something has passed already because you've been waiting for somebody to read it for you. Anyway, I'm going to make sure that this one is read nicely, and I'm going to apply for the others that are open, if they are. But at least I got one that's open, and I think it's for the wait list, but I have to ask the husband. All right. Anyhow, just wanted to let you know and see how things, you know, are going within the nursing home business, I should say. Well, what's happening is that people, you know, are not really, you know, able to, you know, have certain situations that they want. For example, if you start with the Section 8 and you go to the people over in the nursing home to actually start it through Open Doors and make sure that you get that, you know, taken care of, well, they asked me when I was doing it for my mom, well, you don't like it here? That's not the point. This is not her home. Even though you have nursing home in the end of the name. And it's very, very frustrating. Somebody asks you a question like that. And you just said, I just said, put her on the Open Door program, please. So she did. And she passed away, like many other people have passed away during that time frame. So it's saddening that you have to wait on a list even for the programs. Crazy. Now I'm waiting on a list to get the response about how they made the actual, I guess you would say settings would be an actual good statement for it, and how they are putting it through to the, you know, next level, I should say. So that's for my TBI waiver program. I'm waiting for it. Anyway, we have our co-host, so let me let him in, okay? Hello, Frank.
Yes, hi, hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. A little upset. I got something from Section 8 from town of Brookhaven, Long Island, and I can't read it. I only could read the top. And it says application receipt. So I'm thinking that I'm on the wait list. You know, I can't see anything
well,
else.
What
to
else
read.
Is new?
That's the truth. You know, makes me want to just rip.
We sent out a couple of tweets on how nursing homes play a role in creating homelessness, making people homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the way that works, when you're in the nursing home a certain period of time, you lose your living place, your dwelling, your home, your apartment, your house. And one of the big reasons why you lose that is because the nursing home takes all your money. So you can't maintain a home where you can go to, you know, where you can have the goal of improving, if that's possible, against insurmountable odds in a nursing home. But yet, still, if you had that place that you knew, I'm going home.
Right.
You know, that would make a difference in the lives of millions of people.
Yes, it would.
They'd have something to work toward.
That's right.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it is now, you know, they take your money, they take your home, they take your as soon as they find out you have some assets, they want to get those. And the worst part about it is that the law doesn't protect you. Now, when a person is, let's say a person falls on bad times, as many people have, you know, they lose their spouse, they lose that income, they fall behind in the rent, you know, they're going to be dispossessed, all right?
Yeah.
That's the procedure, that's the law of the land and all that stuff. But at least they have rights. They have their day in court. They can make a deal to move. You know, you don't have any of that when you're in a nursing home and they take away your place where you live. Now, the place where a person lives should have nothing to do with paying the nursing home.
That's true.
It should be an entirely different, separate issue. All right? Because there's no law to protect you. You know, as we spoke of last night, there should be a hardship law. You know,
that's
I can't
it.
Give you all this money. I need it to pay my rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if the government is so worried about the economy and this inflation, which to me is ridiculous because I don't think they care about it that much.
No, I don't either.
They would mandate these agencies to start raising money to pay the nursing home for somebody who's disabled or elderly. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
So that the person can work toward the goal of going home. Isn't that why they give you physical therapy? Because they want you to improve?
Of course.
Yeah. Why the hell do they want you to improve when they take away your home?
Isn't that crazy?
Doesn't make any sense. It's a contradiction of life.
Yeah, it is.
That goes on in those places.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the phones open, 213-816-1650. We're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, New Jersey.
Anthony would like
anybody
to speak.
On the line?
Yeah, Anthony would like to speak.
Oh, all right. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on that subject, Kennedy. And let's see, all the beautiful children of the world, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, the Texas children who perished. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Protect the children.
Yes, very much.
Nobody starved on Long Island, one of our friends. Dog food, cat food for your animal. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Bus Corp. Silo has an event coming up October 14th, self-advocacy.
Oh, good.
It's going to be held at their offices.
Oh, good.
October 14th.
You
got to go to their
my...
website and find out how to register. What?
No, I have to get my permit renewed again for the scat bus, and also for if somebody drives me someplace, I don't have my handicap parking permit. Both are expired. The same place for everything, so I'm just going to call them and say, you know what happened to my parking permit and the scat test?
Oh, you got to call them and stay on them, remind them.
Yeah, this is about, I'd say, 3 weeks now, about, give or take.
All right, Inner Sight, and tonight our nursing home program brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Want to stay in shape, have some fun? Call Devin. Third Eye Insight is his organization. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez. Third Eye Insight. Think of Inner Sight and then just go to Insight. Third Eye Insight. Let me give you that number again. 631-445-3464. All right, we got Anthony from Brooklyn on the line.
Hey, give me 5 seconds to get back to the other screen. Oh, wrong one. Wrong screen.
Right.
Yep, still. Yep, he wants to speak. I'm going to let him in.
Live on Inner Sight from Brooklyn. Anthony.
Hi,
hey.
Cecilia. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
How you doing?
So, good. So, here's the deal on the nursing homes. If you want to keep your home, get out soon. That's all I could say, because from the moment you get in there, if your case is assessed pretty much and they don't think you're going to get out, or your family member doesn't care to, you know, see you get out or whatever, or maybe you're not, you know, progressing fast enough, then, you know, there's a risk that they're going to sell your home. And unfortunately, they have a right to do so, because, you know, the government says that they do, and the law is passed that they can. And, you know, you can, you know, say that it's unfair if you want to, but, I mean, that has been passed that way for years, and, you know, they're not going to allow you.
Law.
Yeah. Well, and they're not going to allow your home to sit idle. You know, and to them, that's like paying rent. You know, that's, you know, compensating them for the care. Otherwise, you know, you would have to pay full price. You have nothing and wind up poor in the end. you know, and on SSI and anything and everything, and that's the only way the government will help you. And it's a shame because once, you know, you are ready to get out, if you do get better, if you do stand the chance, the, you know, major, you know, obstacle and stumbling block will be, you know, how you're going to get out of the nursing home without having a home to live in. Then there's the issue of accessibility. But, you know, let's talk for a moment about Section 8. Once you apply for it, you could pretty much say that it's a waste of time if you're not on it by now, because you'll never get it until you die. There's so many people, and then the people that they do take on the program is a limited number, then they close it back unless you want, you know, public housing. And really and truly, they don't care much about, yeah, I don't, you know, think the outside government really, you know, how would you say, you know, could, you know, would make an opinion on how much of a priority the person would be, you know, wanting to get out of a nursing home, you know, because there's nothing really to evaluate them. I mean, the way that they give, I know public housing is, you know, depending on, you know, where you live, is a fire, you know, safety hazard or whatever, that's where you'd be on the priority list if you're homeless and things like that. But a person that, you know, is in a nursing home, I don't know, you know, I mean, you would be competing with the world. And
let me just excuse me, Anthony. Let me just tell a quick story here, because we had one woman who had a condominium, no names mentioned, condominium. We did everything we could to help her. We even got her volunteer, not volunteer, but we got her aides that she was going to pay. Now, these were people who believed in inner sight and the concept, you know. So it was better for her, because these weren't people who would go and rat on her and try to, you know, push her into a nursing home. So I don't know. We lost contact with her. I tried to get her to donate her condominium to Inner Sight, and I said, we'll hold it for you. Well, she never did a thing about it. I don't know where she is today. I hope she's home. But, you know, sometimes people have to take a stand, you know. Anybody out there, let me put it out. Anybody out there who's in a nursing home, if you have a house or a home that you own, you want to donate it to Inner Sight, we'd be happy to do whatever we can to make that happen, to hold that for you. And we'll face the music and the courts and whatever they want to do. Let them do it. The whole damn story has to come out. We're not afraid of it.
Frank, we wouldn't stand a chance. It wouldn't be ours. It would be the nursing homes before they even had a chance to sign over anything to Inner Sight.
I don't know about that. Not if they donated it to us. People
have
a right
have a chance to donate it. Once you sign the paperwork over to the nursing home, you know, everything that is yours is theirs. It just,
well,
you know.
This woman told me, and I don't know how true it is or if it's true or not, she didn't sign it over yet. You know,
right.
I tried to get her before she signed it over. I don't know what happened now.
It was going to become theirs if she didn't hurry up and get out of that nursing home the very short time that she did, because it was going to be theirs, and she knew it. So she called into the show and, you know, complained about how she was uncomfortable and, you know, at risk of falling off the bed and all that and this and that. But we would never win against their lawyers anyway. I'm sorry, Suzanne. You sound like a Burger King employee on a
your phone is
microphone.
Horrible. You gotta dial back in, see if you can clear it up.
But we love you anyway. No,
you don't
go away.
No, I won't. I'm just gonna mute the host and call back in.
Dial back in, maybe you get a better connection.
Sing to us a Burger King commercial song. But yeah, you know, that's the way it is.
Happens so. Every day.
Yeah. And I was so thankful for that lady that got out. And I was so thankful for, you know, Mary, too, because I never thought it would happen. But, you know, once you're in, you're something we can't say on the air a lot of times.
Well, there are,
you know,
miracles around.
Yeah. You have to believe in that. And if you believe in God, that helps, too, you know. But,
yeah.
I don't know, you know. The best thing to do is just not go in there if you can avoid it the best you can. Deal with the AIDS and tolerate the AIDS and, you know, get the, you know, the amount of hours that you can get and try to survive that way.
Well, that's part of
there.
It. If your condition changes physically,
exactly.
You know, and the criteria goes down, they're going to push you in there.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm always one
them.
Foot in and out. I don't want to ever go in one, so it's going to be a battle of the wits, you know, between Frank, I, anybody, and I'm just going to get out. I'm not going to stay there.
I think you're 2 feet out, but... you know, I understand how you feel.
Yeah.
I think you worry about it a little too much.
No, I don't think so. Because I've been threatened also, so I'm not happy about that. So.
Well, they
yeah.
threaten all of us. I mean, the home
yeah.
care agencies threaten us too. When
yeah.
you know, when we complain about their AIDS, that they're gonna send our case to another agency, they're not gonna continue to provide a service, and they're not going to send us anyone else, and, you know, the care coordinators will tell us that, oh, you know, we're not going to be able to find you another agency, and da-da-da-da-da, and how many years later you're still there, because as long as you still qualify for home care, they can't block you, for every agency that you try to go to, and that's that. They're not allowed to do that, and, you know, they're not allowed to retaliate in that manner. And when they do, you can call the state, and, you know, they'd have to unblock you, and you
yeah.
can get, you know, an agency. I mean, you know, and that's the way it is, and there's nothing really to worry about, you know. But, you know, it's just the issue if your
condition
changes.
They have to unblock
changes.
You, but they don't get punished for it.
Oh, I wish they did.
Well, they do if you report something really bad, you know, that the agency did, then they would give the agency a fine. But they have to unblock you from every agency. Now, there's some that still might BS and, you know, not want to take the case and just say, oh, we don't have anybody. But, I mean, everybody has agencies that they haven't been part of, and, you know, not everybody's going to look at the case the same. And, you know, there's new staff all the time, and it's basically the same BS. You know, we all complain that the AIDS don't do manure. So, you know, you don't worry about it, and you just march on. Yeah.
Well, I said to myself, if they start playing around with me, I'm just going to not have home care. That's all. You know, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm going to actually pay because I'm going to get a job and I'm going to pay for it myself. I can't stand this anymore. It's getting to be ridiculous.
Yep,
I keep saying
but,
that.
But then they wouldn't want to give you the aid at all, and then you'd be paying out of your culo. But that's the way it is, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It would
How many times
you
have you considered just dropping it all? Now that, I could say too many times. You know,
more times than I could count. And I'll tell you what, I get so tired of it sometimes. I just want to take vacations from it for as long as I could, but then they start crying that you don't take their AIDS and it's not fair and it's not right and it's not this and it's not that, because they want to get paid and they want their aides to have money and they want to have jobs for their aides. And if you don't cooperate with them and, you know, kiss up to them in that way, then they don't want you. They want what they call active clients that, you know, want somebody every day, and they love it if you take somebody on the holidays and you, you know, always comply with what the aide wants and never complain and never say anything.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And
I thought CDPAP meant client directed.
Yeah, it is client.
I haven't listened to anybody but me.
it is client-directed, but that's when you do the CDPAP. But remember, even on CDPAP, if you don't let those people work and they can't get paid or any time they don't feel like you beso their culo enough, then, you know, they could quit working for you and there's nothing you could do because, you know, you don't have another person to replace them. And in that way, they could mistreat you because they know who else are you going to get. And that's the way it is.
Oh, no, I always have a set, you know, lately I've been doing this, and this is actually pretty good, and I encourage it to everybody. Get more than just one. They tell you you could get two active aides and one backup. I've got two backups now, and I got two aides. I did it a little differently. We're going to see what happens. If anybody backs out on me, then I'm not going to be happy about that situation.
Well, some people are afraid that even that's not enough. They take comfort in having, you know, what they feel is an endless supply of aids from these agencies, and it's not really true that they have that many.
I had to interview them. I had to. The background check came through the agency, luckily. If I didn't get that background check, buddy, it would have been $100-something that I had to pay out of my pocket. I don't have that money. I barely have money all the time. But this month I actually saved some, so that's good.
None of us do, dear, but
I know.
At least when you have the CDPAP, you know, you can interview the person before you decide to hire them, and you know who they are already, you know what I mean? So, I mean, they kind of know what you need, and you know them, and if they get there and, you know, start saying, well, I don't think this is for me for this and that, you know, reason, then, you know, you could move on to look for somebody else.
Somebody else, yeah.
But,
it could be a hassle, too, though, at the same time.
It is a hassle, but, So with the regular home care agencies, but people, you know, like them better a lot of times because they don't want to have to be bothered, you know, with, you know, finding somebody or, maybe.
How come you have to find the person, train them, work with them, but you're not allowed to pay them? That's an insult.
Yeah. It is. More than an insult.
That's a damn-ass insult.
It's not even inclusion. It's nothing.
In other words,
what money do you have
of the agency?
We should.
What?
What money do you have to pay them? What
money
should you pay them?
The friggin' agency has.
Yes,
the money to pay them.
That
money should be in an account for the disabled person. They're insulting people.
Listen to this.
Right.
If you have,
they're going to put exactly the amount of money that the aide is supposed to get paid in an account for the disabled person to give to the aide. So it all goes to the aide. What's the difference when they pay the agency?
No, it's a big difference. A big difference.
Really?
Big difference. If you,
somebody
works for you and you pay them,
that's
a big difference. Now you're the boss.
You couldn't, Frank.
Right.
You couldn't stop that money even if you paid that person, even if they sat on their ass and did nothing for the whole day. You have to pay them under state law. It happens all the time. So
you have to.
You
can
fire
them if you're paying them.
Right, you can fire them, but then it's under CDPAP, and you ain't got that many different people. And they would all say,
you can always
have
get
what?
People.
Really? From where?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know them.
Plenty of people.
Who knows so many people?
Care.com. Care.com has
you know, background checks that you could pay for and other things, if I really was getting hassled by agencies and they weren't helping me, that's what I'd be doing. But right now, I'm in the interim of two programs.
How many people have been driven into a nursing home because they're not allowed to pay the people who work for them?
It's not because you're not allowed to get in to pay them that you wind up in a nursing home. When you get somebody through care.com, Frank, the people that do the CDPAP are just kind of like your neighbors, and they live close by you, and they do it because they don't have another job, and they know you, and they want to help you
That's
out.
Right.
But these people that work on care.com, you know, through care.com, they work for private agencies, and they want to get paid out of their ass for what they do, and they're not going to work for
the
salary.
If you have the money, you can pay them.
We wouldn't
have that much money
anyway, because they pay the same price that they pay the aides. They just don't give insurance.
But I feel even a step better. Wouldn't you like it if you have that person that you've picked out yourself and the money is a little over and you want to be able to say thank you at the end of the year and give them a small little gift for Christmas? Wouldn't you like – I would love to do that.
Of course I would, but the money that they get paid wouldn't be mine anyway to – give them if, you know, what am I going to, how much am I going to possibly give them? How much is considered fair? You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on the age, you have to decide that yourself.
I know, but it would be, if they were going to give it to you, it would be a set price from the insurance company, not what you say they should get paid based on this and that. They wouldn't do, you know, prices for everybody.
This is the question I have.
So how can one agency set a price
and then another agency doesn't, and then you notice a big difference in the amount of pay? That's what I'm because what?
It depends on the agency's budget and how much they can afford. And also, when you work for those agencies, you sign a certain, you know, agreement that you agree to get paid this much if you work there, and as long as you know you agree to work there, and it's okay even if it's
if you can work for the disabled person, you can make a deal with them instead of a damn agency.
Right.
To say how much they get paid for a holiday bonus.
Of course.
Yeah,
whatever you have. Say they stay a little later, and you want them. They were helping you with a doctor visit.
They would never do that because even the regular aides from the agencies don't get paid overtime. They get your exact hours, and that's that. And because you have CDPAP would not mean that because the person stays overtime for you and gives you extra care that your aides are entitled to extra pay, because they don't do that for anybody else. So it wouldn't be fair to do it for you.
No, the agency doesn't do it. But if the person had the money, they could do whatever they want.
I think that that's something we have to refine nicely and make sure all the rules are through that image of you know, magnifying glass and everything, that it's being scrutinized. Because if you don't have scrutiny in you have scrutiny in the nursing home, but you don't have scrutiny in the home care agency. You need scrutiny on all levels, period. All levels of
You need a law.
The state does scrutinize them. The state does scrutinize them.
JCO is coming, or the state is coming. They announce They came in and then they said, oh, do this, don't leave anything on your tray, don't do this, don't do that. They gave me a list of things not to do.
Right.
Of course, now
they
train
the aide. But it doesn't, they do come unannounced without you expecting that that they're coming. And if they find out but that's with yours. If they find out that that aide is clocked in and he or she is not there, then they could kick you off the program and they'll fire your aide from that program, because they'll say that you're abusing the service, or you're allowing them to abuse the system and not, work and be paid for it.
Excuse me.
No.
Do we have any other callers?
No,
Suzanne?
We just have Anthony right now. Oh, we have Louie.
No other calls?
Louie just popped in.
Okay.
Yeah, Louie
right.
just popped in. But he doesn't want to
make a special announcement. Anthony, you want to say anything else?
No, thank you, Frank. That's about it for tonight.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
You're welcome, Suzanne. Take care. Good night. Bye-bye, Frank.
Take care. Good night.
All right.
A special announcement. You heard Lupita last night on the show, who got no justice from a horrible, horrible driver who hit her with a car and made her multiply disabled, in addition to being blind. Now, Lupita is become a real inner sight person. You know, let me tell people what she's trying to do for us. She wants to donate to us her 501c3.
Oh, wow.
Which would make inner sight tax exempt.
Right.
And she's in process of going to the IRS where she got it from.
Wow.
And finding out what has to be done to sign it over to InnerSight. So I want to thank her very much for that effort and for caring. Because if we could get that 501c3, we have a good chance of raising a lot of money.
Yes, we do.
And I want to thank her. And anybody out there, if you know a lawyer in Colorado, the Supreme Court wants to hear Lupita's case. She needs an attorney.
Yeah.
So please contact InnerSight and we'll get the information to her.
Yes, please.
Our phone number is 631-224-3090. We get emails without attachments. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. Well, thank you to Lupita Lewis.
Yep.
For caring about InnerSight.
Yeah.
And we certainly care about her.
Oh, definitely.
All right, our nursing home show. And
sorry.
The most important thing that's lacking here is a law to protect people. In other words, every law has to be two-sided.
That's right.
When you go through a traffic light, you know, you run a traffic light, cop gives you a ticket, he stops you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to go to court and
present
your case.
That's right.
Every law in the land that I know of works like that, except when you're in a nursing home.
That's right.
And they can take away all your assets in your home. And to make a one-sided law like that is horrible.
No, they just want your money, period. That's all.
The what?
They want your money, and they don't care if you live or die.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. When there are other ways, you know, to get the nursing home paid,
mm-hmm.
you know, mandate the agency. Let them use it as a fundraiser.
Right.
They could raise the money.
Mm-hmm.
The administration now is being sued by some legal group for forgiving all these loans because it's going to be $40 billion in the hole for the government. You know? And they talk about inflation?
Mm-hmm.
Couple that together with the nursing home, the last expenditure, $196 billion. Add another $40 billion to that.
Now it's 200.
And look at all that money. We gave Mr. Biden an idea over the air. We wrote him a letter. He never answered us. We gave him an idea. You know, take all the student loans and tell people, look, you only have to pay $5 or $10 a month, but you got to pay it back.
Right.
That way the government would get their money, and nobody would be oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the government is stupid. They're not creative.
The only people who get true things that are turned over that way is if you're bedbound, disabled person, and you can't. I'm almost bedbound, and I got an excuse of my student loans, but I have to wait 3 years to make sure that they're fully been excused, because the last one that I had to sign off on was maybe about 2 years ago, so I just need to think about a year left, and all my loans are excused. The problem
I'm not talking about student loans. I'm talking about the money that the government is going to lose with this student loan forgiveness. You know, the point is, there's better ways to do it.
Yeah, there are many.
You know, better ways to do it. And the money could be there to help people. So what we need is either enough money to bust this thing wide open, or a politician that is going to see that there's no fairness in this nursing home takeover.
Yeah, right.
It's all one-sided.
It sure is.
See?
You don't want to know
what
my insurance company said about me?
Pass the law.
You want to know what my insurance company said when I was in the nursing home? And they said, don't put her there. She doesn't do well in nursing homes. I wonder why. You're taking away all my freedoms, and I should be happy about it.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they say, because you have no rights. What the hell does it matter what they say? They can say whatever they want.
But they wanted to approve some sort of visit to a nursing home, because I just, basically, the last two times I spoke with people there, I cursed them out. Because I didn't want to go there.
You were lucky you had a place to go. That's how you got out.
Yeah.
See?
Yep.
How many people, now here's a statistic you won't find. How many people in nursing homes have no place to go? Or homeless?
Oh, probably all of them. Literally. I was like, unique.
Yeah.
I did.
Millions of people.
Yeah.
Caused by the nursing home itself.
That's right. But my husband had to claim sort of like a hardship. What he said is that if you are in a nursing home, I will eventually need to put us separated, because you'll get more services when you're separated. But that's what the spousal refusal quote was supposed to do, but it's not enough to do that. And if your spouse refuses to pay any of the nursing home bill, they're out scot-free right now, and you're the only one in the nursing home locked in there. So I consider myself lucky on many angles that my husband really loves me. I love him.
You stay married to somebody, you know, in a nursing home, and you know that they're going to go after you. You know?
Oh, the married person? No.
There's no law there.
There is a law, and it's they do spousal refusal, which means that if you make under a certain point, you're allowed to do the spousal refusal and not have to give your money to the nursing home. But there's a little trick to that.
There's the money again.
But if you don't do it in a proper way and something happens, then they could sue your ass. Excuse my French. But that's
true.
Sure. Yeah,
because there's no real law to protect you.
No, there isn't.
Should be a real law to protect you no matter what the money is.
Right, and I don't get, you know, people don't realize how much expenses we have. I have a lot of expenses, I bet you do too, and people just, you know, say, oh, but you get stuff from the government. That's not enough. I'm even planning what I have to pay, and then it gets down to zero, and I sit down, do I pay that bill or do I wait? And it's all bills I got to pay with it, but there's a catch to all that. If they don't like what you're paying, then they say, okay, give me an, you got to put another bill in there. Otherwise, the agency for the home care could charge you for the home health aids. And you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs, waiting for somebody to do something in the right manner. And they don't seem to care.
No. Yeah, well, somewhere along the line, you got to take a stand.
Oh, I am. Trust me, you might hear about a woman that you know who's on a wheelchair in prison. No, contempt of court. I would probably do that.
All right, Inner Sight. We don't have a title for tomorrow night. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, and we'll come up with a title. Friday night is the Funnies.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go down the week. Monday's Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in here. Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday, tonight, is our nursing home show. Thursday, we usually do
a
guest or we have a subject.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday, of course, the Inner Sight Frolics.
Yeah.
Starring Louis Rivera.
He's holding for you patiently, you know that.
All right. Well, Louis,
here he
last
comes.
Night.
Yeah, but he likes you. Here he comes. Louis, how you doing, buddy?
Hi,
Louis,
Suzanne.
Up? Hey, Louis, how you doing?
Oh, Inner Sight for Frolics starring Louis Rivera.
That's tomorrow,
it.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Tomorrow, the day after, sorry.
Yeah. What's your subject tonight, Frank?
Nursing homes. I don't know why you're calling in on a nursing home show, but it's all right.
Hello, my name is Louis Rivera, or you call me Love Drops Louis. Right now, I'm sitting in a wheelchair. I'm in the hospital. I'm looking for a wheelchair. I can sit on it. And I told one of the pretty doctors to give me a walker. Because Louis Rivera is... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. In a nursing home, and I talked to Rosanna then, and she's in a walker or a wheelchair. Meanwhile, here's the story. Louis Rivera called me Love Jobs with Connie and Chrissy, and I had to talk to Pat Cooper, and I had to talk to him. He has a swab, and I got the swab, and I went to the ladies' room, and I got the swab with me. And flirting with the ladies, Connie and Chrissy, and then getting down on it on the swap.
Uh-oh.
They really tickle.
What you been doing to those girls?
I got the tickle feather in my hand.
Oh, you're fun, Louie. You really are.
I had to tie Connie and Chrissy's ankle with a rope, tie twisted on the ankle, and then tickle their feet.
And tickle their feet. You're a feet man? You like feet?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like my feet. They're ugly. I used to dance ballet, and I broke my toes all in one.
Tie them up and hoist them out the window.
Hoist them out the window? You're worse than he is.
That's right.
Wow. Make sure you got a good net below.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to hurt anybody.
All right, Inner Sight and Louis Rivera.
How you get that name? The Frolics starring Louis Rivera.
Yeah, he caught
Friday night, yeah.
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to tune in Friday. You're going to hear Louis sing Latin songs and...
Yeah.
And tell some weird jokes. And
maybe he'll treat us with the drums.
Might even play the conga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera.
Oh,
yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma, Yo soy un hombre sincero. Quiere cosas del alma. No, si no, no, yo no quiero que se talojemos el alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Who wrote that song, Louis?
Pete Seeger.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with the big river boat.
And the vocal, and the folk group called the Sandpipers.
Yeah.
Oh, they sing with him?
Yeah. Pete Seeger wrote it, and then the group, the Sandpipers, sings that hit Guantanamera.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I want that piece of sky, Suzanne. I need a wig, I need mascara, I need lipstick, I need perfume.
Oh, no, why are you dressing like me?
You dress up for Halloween.
Not only that, I'm disguised as Suzanne.
Uh-oh. Better be good, that's all I know.
I'll be good, all right. I'm disguised as Suzanne.
Okay, that's good.
Or Suzanne, I'll disguise a Frank Perino lookalike contest.
There you go. Got to get a few people, though.
Hey, wait.
All right, in the sight. I'm going to...
Tommy and Chrissy lookalike contest.
I'm going to sign off early. Your show.
Okay. Yes.
Goodbye, world. In the sight. Thank you.
See you on Friday.
Oh, yeah, you're going to call me on Friday? Great. That's awesome. So,
okay.
Yeah, we have a great show, so we'll hear you then.
Okay, you're in my heart, and have a good evening.
Oh. You too. Okay, take care, Louie.
Bye-bye, Suzanne.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Yep.
There are a lot of people who are affected by no law when it comes to the nursing homes, because I'll tell you why. Everything is stripped from you when you go in there. And even something as silly, the week before they had ran out of toilet paper. Now, this is a silly story. But the woman, and I had blue toilet paper at home. They only had white. And the woman said to me, "You are hoarding toilet paper." I said, "Hoarding what?" All I had was two rolls, so I didn't lose the toilet paper that you didn't put in my bathroom. Anyway, I got in trouble for having two extra rolls of toilet paper she said I was hoarding. Well, this is the reason why we're trying to get people at a nursing home so they could live peacefully in their own home. And if they need extra services, we provide it to them. I mean, it's something as simple as that, and that's what we're going to make it as, very, very simple. You know, where anybody can actually, you know, speak about, you know, what's going on and then get something done about it. That's what you really need with these. You need everything, all the laws to be adjusted that you have the right to actually have fair hearings. You have the right to a lawyer if it gets really beyond your control. You have the right to all of that. But none of it's being provided. Not one thing. I tried getting a lot of that stuff from my mom. The only thing I got is her on the open door program, and I'm waiting for the time where they say, okay, she's ready, and all I got to do is, I'm sorry, she's deceased. You know, this is what bothers me more than anything about the nursing homes, is that they want you to die. That's my gut feeling. And unfortunately, you know, some people do, and that's what happened to my mom. I mean, she was forced in there, plain and simple. I mean, if you're looking at, you know, how things went down, we had two lawyers, you know, listening into the case, you know, through a conference call. And then we had, you know, other people who were community people who lived in her community, and they were either retired nurses or doctors, and then they just went and did the medical aspect of the fair hearing, but yet they still had their own jobs. you know, when they went. So it's just like extra money to be, you know, somebody who evaluates cases and makes sure that everything is on the up and up. Well, anyway, just to let you know, you do not have any rights to have more hours. And that's what we were trying to petition, to get her more hours. And that's what where it, the whole system broke down in our face. That's where you have to just say, things will be better. You just got to have hope. But guess what? She got placed in a nursing home, and I asked, can I get her out? You know, this is, you know, she went to physical therapy. Can I get her out? They said to me, no, she's not capable of living, unless you're going to be able to provide the 24-hour service. I said, I could probably give her something to eat or drink or whatever, but I can't lift her because I'm disabled myself. See how they treat the disabled? They think that we don't have the knowledge to take care of our own loved ones. That really annoys me. Anyway, I would like to, you know, if people have different opinions about what's going on, I'd like to hear that too. Give us a call and I'll give you a call back, you know, because we like to keep a little bit of privacy on our phone numbers. Please give us a call. Give me a call at, let me see the number. Oh, okay. I'll give you Frank's number. His number is 631-224-3090. Again, 631-224-3090. And then the next show that we have of that idea, you know, if it's really good and we haven't done it already, you'll be on the next show and you'll be helping us, you know, talk about nursing homes and how we can improve the whole situation. We've come down with a really good system. But you never know. You got to speak with other people and see how you can get this done. You know, that's the only issue, you know, that you have to make sure you can get what is suggested as well as what is not suggested. You know, what you've planned, you know, for the longest time, you could get that approved as well as suggestions that other people have. That's how I feel anyway. So basically, I'm going to sign off myself. Good night, everybody. Thank you for, you know, anybody who called in and wanted to, you know, speak with the host and spoke with the host and the host, co-host, about this issue. And thank you. Everybody have a great evening. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Please call in whenever you can and if you like. And that's about it. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.